That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. I'm here with Joe, Tim and Craig, and today we're going to be doing a dive into the ELF teams so that you don't have to. But first, we'll just talk a bit about the news floating around the football sphere at the moment. Bit of recent news today. Tim Tebow has now officially been signed by the Jags as a tight end. So, I mean, the memes grow.
He has risen.
I mean, it means Tim Tebow and Trevor Lawrence are both coming to London. So,
I think instead of TikTok dancers, we're going to see a lot more taking the knee again.
I like seeing Tim Tebow back. So a bit of a flash from the past.
It's an odd one. It's a really, really odd one. I'm not too sure. Like he must have gone away and really, really put the effort in. It's the thing. Is it a novelty thing or is he a genuine decent tight end now? I can't really work it out.
He retired from football. He just went to baseball. And then I don't know if he continued that.
He was rubbish, basically. So basically the thing with Tim Tebow is Tim Tebow is one of the most popular college athletes of all time because he was great in college. But he was just not a very, he couldn't throw the ball. That's why he wasn't, he was a great runner. So when he came, I think it was the Patriots show, they tried to convert him to a tight end, but he was like, no, I'm a quarterback. I'm going to stay a quarterback. So that's why he didn't get back into the NFL, I think. And also don't forget, Urban Meyer was his coach in Florida. So there's that connection as well. And Jacksonville will make a lot of money off Tebow shirts because Jacksonville is just around the corner from where he went to college. So they're going to make a lot of dollars out of those T.O. jerseys.
Draken Bill Belichick's there, like, called it.
I don't know. I don't know if he can claim this one.
Other news, which was Eagles-related, and I was very pleased to see. We've signed Ryan Kerrigan for, I think it was $3.5 million with, like, obviously random stipulations in the contract. But very pleased to see that because he used to batter us when he played him. There's so many of his. He's the Washington sack leader, which I didn't know, which is pretty impressive. But yeah, he's got most of them against the Eagles. So we basically just taken away a weapon from them.
I was thinking that it's a nice pickup for use. I think it would be nice for him to be on your side rather than going up against them.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's going to one, help the O-line improve. And B's, he is kind of that, he's a bit of a Chris Long figure when we picked him up. He's a veteran defensive lineman. He's going to help everyone.
Bit of a tangent, but you mentioned the Washington football team there. I watched a documentary. Disney Plus, if you've got it, have now got a load of old 30 for 30 documentaries. And there's one on there called The Year of the Scab, about the year there was a strike in the NFL and they brought in the replacement players. It's really good. It's worth checking out. It's about the Washington football team, or as they were called then.
On Disney Plus.
Disney own ESPN, so they can get all the 30 documentaries.
Interesting. Any other news that we've seen recently?
Have you seen all of the lawsuit and stuff that's going on with fucking what's his name from the Broncos?
Oh, Juwan James.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. That's a bit. I don't know. I don't like that.
What's happened? I'm completely
so he's basically he picked up an injury, didn't he? And then he's opted out of the COVID season, and then just before the season, he's picked up an Achilles injury, and the Broncos have dropped him, which means that he doesn't get paid any of his contract. You what?
It's an ACL tear.
Was it ACL? I thought it was Achilles.
That's why it's so major.
But they've dropped him, and they don't have to honor any of his contract. But he's injured himself doing an off-season workout, which he has to do. But in his contract, it stipulates that if he gets injured outside of the training facility, then they don't have to sort of honour his medical bills or anything in that sort of way.
Yeah, exactly. So because he did it outside of the facility, it's classed as a non-footballing injury, even though it was football training. And what makes it more complicated is the union have been telling people that they don't have to turn up and don't go to the facility, because it's optional. So the union told him, and he did the right thing. He's been training outside, thinking he's fine because he's just training, fucks his knee, and then he's just dumped.
Yeah,
so I feel sorry for him.
He's done the right thing because of COVID. And yeah. At the end of the day, you're talking about elite athletes that are at the top of their game and they have to train week in, week out, 52 weeks a year. So then what's this guy supposed to do? Either do an Eddie Lacy, sit and eat cakes all off season and then rock up overweight, or train hard, lifting weights through the off season and then rock up and obviously risk injury. And he's been injured and have just gone right in a bit. See you later.
Because he was doing what his union told him to do. He wasn't going into because that's what he was advised to do.
Most bit that makes it most convoluted is this strength and conditioning coach had told him to train off camp.
Classic Broncos, like
it's not on. So he wants to take them to court, but he doesn't really have a leg to stand on because of his contract.
The other one's got an ACL tear.
Just wish they'd use common sense.
I got that, Alan.
Thank you. Right, we'll just go into the ELF then. So, main segment of the day, like we did all the NFL teams last year, which we are going to recap at some point, we have broken down the ELF into the two divisions, the North and South, and we're going to be doing a bit of a background in each team. Going to be a bit less, considered these teams haven't played a game yet, but we've also got some interesting tourist attractions for you in the cities as well. Who wants to start us off? Joe?
Yeah, go on, I'll get started. So I chose to do the Leipzig Kings. So a little bit about Leipzig. It's based in Eastern Germany. It's actually very well known for its classical music scene. I think Bach used to be there, and was it Wagner? He was born
Bach
there.
And Wagner.
There we go. That's how you pronounce them. If you visit Leipzig, you know, they're I've actually had a look into their food. You can order their local dish, which is a Leipziger Allerlei, I think that's how you say it, which is a stew consisting of seasonal vegetables and crayfish. And you can wash that down with a bottle of Goes, which is a local warm sour beer, which has been around for centuries and is popular there in Leipzig. And then if you want some dessert, you can have a Leipziger Lerche, which is a short crust pastry filled with crushed almonds, nuts and strawberry jam. Don't worry, I will get onto the serious stuff in a bit, but I just thought I'd give you, if you want to go visit and watch a game, what you expect to eat.
So. Is that what I'd be enjoying in the stands?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'd have a big lurch in your hand and jumping away at that. But yeah, Leipzig, a bit more geographical stuff here. It's actually twinned with Birmingham. So if you live in Brum, you go. Yep, you've got a reason to support them. Kiev. Krakow and Houston. So if you're a Texans fan, there you go. There's a little link going there. Leipzig actually bidded to host the 2012 Olympic Games, but of course they didn't get it. A little place called London did. And it's probably most famous for being home to Germany's most hated football team in RB Leipzig. Obviously they're owned by Red Bull, which the Germans don't like too much. So on to the actual team. The Kings, they were founded this year in 2021. Their colours are dark green, dark yellow and silver. Their emblem is fairly simple. I think it looks quite cool though. It's got like a green and yellow background. It's got a big silver L and a K, and it's got a crown and a football. The Kings, they'll be playing their games at the Alfred Kunze Sports Park, the home of fourth-tier football club BSG Chemie Leipzig. So they're going to be sharing with a football team. Obviously, this is during summer, so they won't have too much of a crossover, and the stadium's capacity is 4,999. So just one off that 5,000 there. Going on to actual specifics of the personnel, their head coach is 57-year-old American Fred Armstrong. He's been a massive success in European football. He's tallied up 5 national championships in Sweden, leading both the Czech and Swedish national teams in successful campaigns. And he was awarded the European Federation of American Football Coach of the Year in 1998 for his time with Stuttgart Scorpions. So he's got a bit of history there with Stuttgart, so I'm sure he'd love to go down and beat them. He also worked with both the New York Giants and the Jets, working with their running backs, receivers and tight ends in the sort of mid-2000s. So the Kings, players-wise, so they are the only team. I don't believe they've got their full roster out yet. There might be another, but they've only got 16 players up. So I've only had a few to really pick from. They're, first of all, they've got their QB, the American Michael Birdsong, which I believe is the best name in the whole of the league. He's played in the past for the BC Lions and the CFL, and he's had a few stints at college, the biggest of those names being the James Madison Dukes. He's currently on the Fujitsu Frontiers roster in the X League in Japan. So, you know, he's been around a bit. He's tested with these different leagues, different countries. So he's got a bit of experience behind him. At face value, I think the Leipzig Kings have potentially one of the most exciting offenses in the ELF. I don't know too much about these players, but here they've got both the Japanese captain, the wide receiver, Yoshihito Omi, and the Chinese captain, who is a wide receiver slash defensive back, Shida Wang. You know, that's two top quality players that can bring that X factor to the Kings. So that's a brief rundown on Leipzig itself and the team. As you said, we don't have much about them, but that's what I could find out. They're a brand new team hoping to hit the ground running. It'll be interesting to see what sort of capacity they get when they come to playing. And their first game of the season is June 20th away to the Berlin Thunder.
Some fantastic punditry, that, Jack.
That's okay. I thought I'd bring some interesting facts for you.
No, yeah, I think they've got their colour scheme's really nice, actually. I didn't like it at first, but I've seen more of their stuff come out, like, I am liking it more and more.
Yeah, it's got almost like an Australian sort of colour scheme to it. That sort of almost gold and dark green. Yeah, that's the sort of look they've gone for. It's quite nice.
Okay. I'll take next. I've got the old Hamburg Sea Devils, which, I mean, arguably is the coolest sounding name. Sea Devil, can't get much better than that. Their motto is Catch the Wave, which is a little bit like, kind of like surfer dude for me, but I'll ride with it. I'll catch the wave. Head coach is Ted Deischer, which he's looking through his history. I was pretty intrigued, actually. So he was ex-special teams coordinator for the Eagles, the Raiders, and the Browns. So he's hit two of us. He was, in fact, in Super Bowl 39 for parts of the Eagles, where you guys beat us. He's coached two very, famous punt returners, Josh Cribbs for the Browns and DeSean Jackson for the Eagles. So that's a little bit about the head coach. But yeah, he had a lot of American experience. He's played with a couple of teams and a pretty interesting read altogether. So he had a lot of his origins in like German coaching as well from the old NFL in Europe. So stadium is the Hoheluft, Stadium Hoheluft in Eppendorf, Hamburg. Seats 11,000, so double yours, Joe. Whee. And they are wearing red, navy, and light blue. It's an interesting mix of colours. I quite like it. It's a bit of obviously Sea Devils. It kind of fits in with the monster vibe they're going for. I wrote next to it, dope-ass colours, because that's how my notes read. And technically, they are the most recent team to win an NFL Europe championship, because the final championship winner of the old NFL Europe was the Hamburg Sea Devils. So, a little bit about the roster. They do have their full roster out on the website. I didn't want to go through too many because there is a lot to read about. Of course, we've got Jadrian Clark, who we had on the show as a starting quarterback from Tampa. They've got a British offensive lineman called Keanu Ebanks, which sounds a bit like a celebrity. But yeah, British offensive lineman, played for Hull for 4 years. Good old Hull. And then he's played around Europe before, but he's going to be protecting Jadrian. They've got Xavier Johnson from Tampa. Again, he plays, he's actually the University of South Alabama all-time leading rusher. So, hey, that's pretty good. And he looks like a bit of a beast. I was watching some of his highlights before. And they've actually also got a ex-NFL player. He's called Kasim Edebali. He's 31 years old, 6'3", 253 pounds. And he enjoyed a lengthy career. Let's go through all the teams he played for. New Orleans Saints, Detroit Lions, Denver Broncos, the Los Angeles Rams, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Bears, the Eagles, and the Raiders. So again, both our teams, Tim. I've lost those facts that he had. He had some really cool facts. That's so good. But yeah, he's a lot of NFL experience, as you can tell there. So he's going to bring an interesting vibe into that defensive room where I mean, I'm not sure every team's got a player of that caliber, so to speak. But yeah, that's some of the players on the roster. They're, like I said, there is a lot more. But here's some interesting facts about Hamburg. It has a red light district called the Reeperbahn, and it has a Christmas market during December. It is Germany's largest port for you boat lovers. It has a Portuguese district if you are geographically challenged. For the landlubbers, it is the city with the most bridges in the world. More than double of both Amsterdam and Venice. Screw you, Amsterdam and Venice. Really good fact for you, Craig. The Beatles actually formed in Hamburg. First modern zoo, which is very interesting to a zoologist for myself. And it's also home to the largest miniature train railway. It's a good place called Miniature Wonderland. But yeah, that's my report on the Hamburg Sea Devils, which I had a great time doing, as you can tell.
Yeah, no, brilliant. I'll tell you what, though, those players, there's some decent players they've got there.
There's even more. Like, honestly, looking through the roster, they have got some very solid players in there. So if the Hamburg Sea Devils are a team you're considering, go on the website, have a look and catch the wave. We can clip that, guys.
Go to Miniature Wonderland.
Yeah, I think I should have got food and desserts. I failed.
It's all right.
But I'm sure there's hamburgers. Tim, do you want to take us to your lovely city?
And on our journey now, we will proceed to Berlin, the capital of Germany, home of the Berlin Thunder. Feel the thunder, as they say. They're one of the old NFL Europe franchises. And I realised, which is why I nipped off camera, that I've actually seen Berlin Thunder. And I've still got the ticket. But I went to see the Berlin Thunder against the Scottish Claymores with Simon in May 2004. There you go. Cool. Interesting fact.
That's cool.
The head coach is a Canadian guy called Jag Bal. They play in the Stadion Lichtenfeld, which is the home of FC Victoria 1889 Berlin, and they've got a capacity of 4,300, so small, comfy little stadium there. They're playing in red, black, and white, by the looks of their T-shirts, and the first game's at home against the Leipzig Kings. Interesting, they've got two quarterbacks, the only two they've got on the roster at the moment, and they're both from the UK. One of them's called Calvin Stitt. He was born and raised in the UK, but then went to further his game, so he went and played high school football in America, and then he played for Copenhagen Towers. And they've got another guy called Ashley Bailey. He's from Birmingham. He's just finished a pandemic-shortened season in Poland, playing for the Silesia Rebels. They've also got a wide receiver whose name I quite like, Shontavious Jones. He's from Georgia. He graduated from Valdosta. This is how I wind up all these names, Jesus. State University in 2014. He went undrafted to the New Orleans Saints. Then he had stints with Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles, and then the Colts. And then he was in the AAF for a while, and then also in the XFL. So he's done a wee trip. So famous, interesting facts about Berlin. Berlin's famous shopping street, Kaufdunstendamm, also called Kudamm. That would have been easier if I'd read that ahead. You won't find house numbers 1 to 10. Berlin's got more doner kebab shops than Istanbul. No less than 1,600 places are selling this delicious Turkish snack. When JFK visited Berlin, he famously said, "Ich bin ein Berliner," which might be translated to, "I am a jelly donut." In most parts of Germany, donuts are called Berliner. Only in Berlin, they're called differently, Puffenkuchen, which again means something completely different in other parts of Germany. And Germany, for all you train spotters out there, has got the largest train station in Europe.
I interestingly bought some Berliner donuts from Tesco not the other day. They are a favourite of mine. But yeah. Yeah, that's a great colour scheme, though. Red, black and white, can't go wrong.
Looks good.
And finally, Craig, do you want to finish us off?
Right, okay.
Looking forward to this one.
Yeah, okay. Right, so I want to start this one with a disclaimer. I'm going to try my best with any pronunciations. I'm very sorry if I'm very sorry if they don't come out how they should. Please send us in some voice notes or whatever correcting me. I'd like to know how you say them all properly. But anyway, let's go. So the Wrocław Panthers, Wrocław is the largest city in Western Poland and known by some as the Venice of the North. In 2016, it was a European city capital of culture and a world book capital. But anyway, let's keep it to football. So the Wrocław Panthers football program began back in 2013. It was founded by merging its then two football clubs, the Wrocław Devils and the Wrocław Giants, who they both had the same goal in mind. They just wanted to become the biggest and strongest American football club in Poland at the time. And they wanted to become one of the strongest football programs in Europe. After two Polish runners-up in 2014 and 15, losing out to the Gdynia Seahawks, in the 2016 season, they did something that I think a lot of teams would dream of in their national sort of respective leagues. They went back-to-back Polish champions, defeated the Bialystok Seahawks. They beat them in both and also managed to win themselves the European Champions League in 2016. And this propelled the club really onto sort of a much bigger stage up there permanently in that list of the strongest clubs on the continent. Success in the national arenas, well, it was repeated in 2017 and in 2019 when the Panthers won the title for the second and third time. Thanks to regular appearances in the European Cups, the Panthers have ranked in the top 10 clubs in the old continent for 4 years, taking a record fifth position in 2018. So over recent years, they've definitely been up there and shown themselves to be a force to be reckoned with. After the Panthers won in the 2017 Polish Bowl, they left the Polish American Football League and joined the new Liga Futbolu Amerykańskiego. The first two seasons in the LFA, the Panthers won every game in the regular season. Unfortunately, lost out the Polish Bowl 8 by a heartbreaking 1 point to the Lowlanders, 14-13 in 2018. And they won the Polish Bowl 9 to the Lowlanders, 28-14. Both of those games played in the Wrocław Olympic Stadium that seats around 11,000 people. They also became the first Polish team to win the IFAF European Champions League. So congratulations to them. The colour scheme I quite like. They describe it as Panther blue and black. I do like black in a jersey. I think it looks quite menacing and it's a nice shade of blue to go with it. Their first home game will be against the Cologne Centurions. And we get into their head coach a little bit. Their head coach, Jakub Samuel. He's a Polish head coach. He had a fair bit of success with them in previous seasons, as I've just discussed. He's had a bit of success on the international stage as well. For years of training and improving himself and his staff, he likes to try and keep a mostly Polish talent on his squad, whereas I know a lot of times, a lot of teams like to bring in talent. He likes to try and keep it homegrown. And for that, he's sort of really picked up quite the following and is quite popular in Poland. And he was named the best Polish coach in 2021 after his 2020 season. He was also awarded Europe Coach of the Year by Podium. So he's definitely got a resume behind him. The QB, American Cody Williams, he's 6'4", 200 pounds. From Massachusetts, he played two seasons at Monmouth University, which is a Div 1 school, before he transferred to Assumption College, which is a Div 2 school. During his two seasons with the Assumption Greyhounds, Williams threw for 2,044 yards, 21 touchdowns, while also rushing for just shy of 500 yards and 11 scores. His performance in 2018 earned him all-conference honours in his final collegiate season. So, yeah, that's the Wrocław Panthers.
I love how you're like, he's got a penchant for growing homegrown talent. Quarterback's American.
Yeah. His coaching staff, though, he likes to try and keep it in-house. And it's nice to see.
European Coach of the Year, that's pretty bloody impressive.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah, please, if you have any Polish listeners, correct, great. Yeah.
If we have any Polish listeners, I am very sorry.
So that was our recap of the Northern ELF teams. We will get the Southern ones done in about 2 or 3 weeks. So keep your ears peeled for that. Next week, we have got some guests coming on. Is that right, Tim?
Yes, Adam. We have Warren Smart and Pete Eckersley from Baffa coming up next week to discuss the forthcoming season.
Okay, excellent. Make sure, if you've not, to check out the Baffa website. It's got all the new divisions and stuff on. I think we have talked about that, though. But you can catch all of the stuff we put out on our social medias, which are, Joe?
Yeah, our Twitter and Instagram is at TAFS_UK, and our Facebook is That American Football Show.
Don't forget to check out our friends on Lockdown Lids. Probably too late by the time we put this out, but it's Thursday night right now, so make sure you're keeping your eyes on Lockdown Lids and seeing if you're winning any goodies. Make sure you also check out our YouTube as well, which Craig is pumping out content on now. Where can they find us on, Craig?
Just YouTube, That American Football Show, and we'll pop up. There's you know, a small handful of videos up there now, but yeah, I'll try and get some more up there soon. You can see our lovely faces.
And thank you everyone that has left us feedback. Please don't forget to, it really helps us kind of know where we're going and how we're doing. And leave any constructive feedback, of course, and let us know where you're listening from. But yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode. It's been a short one, but, you know, we all have lives to get on with right now. Probably not the greatest content out.
Bit of a sour note.
I like that one.
Which is a bit of realism for you. But okay, thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EP Sports for any of your NFL and equipment needs. And we will see you all next week.
Oh, Wrocław!
Feel the thunder!
Catch the wave, dude.
Eat Leipzig food.